Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. What most people do is they wait till January 1. They punt their health until New Year's. And I'm like, no. The time to have great health is heading into the holidays. Because when you head into the holidays, you deal with the stress better. You sleep better when traveling or dealing with family. And then when you do cheat on those big days of the holiday, you don't feel as bad. You're already in great health. All I'm here to say is, at this stage of your life, if you have never chosen a 12-month period to get in the best health of your life, that's the decision today. Take your meds. Okay, let me give it, it's an acronym, calm down. Take your meds, M-E-D-S. So you've been with us over the years and we taught this, M-E-D-S. You gotta get your meds right. What do your meds stand for? Meditation, exercise, diet, sleep, right? M-E-D-S, meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. I really believe if you don't yet have a meditation practice, it will change your life forever. If you already have one, get more disciplined on it. Do it better. Be more consistent about it. Some of you know I teach something called the release meditation technique. You can learn how to do it on YouTube. Just type in release meditation technique. My video should pop up. I think 2 million people have learned how to do it from that video alone. So I got to guess, you know, a couple million people around the world have learned how to do that. And all it is a meditation technique that has a little bit of a goal to it. And that goal is to release the thoughts of mind and release the tension in the body. And so to do that, we just find a comfortable sitting position or lying position. We close our eyes and we repeat the mantra, release. As in release, 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 release. I tend to repeat it out loud, say the word release as a command to myself. Release the tension, Brendan. Release the thoughts, Brendan. I'll say the word release usually out loud about 10 times. And then I'll go internally with the mantra, just repeating it in my mind over and over and over again for 10 to 20 minutes every single day. Now, during that 10 to 20 minutes, does my mantra get broken? Of course, I'll be thinking the word release over and over on a rhythm. And then of course I'll be like, oh, I got to do that thing. Oh, I've got this thing going on. Oh, I'm feeling this emotion or this thought's coming in. And as soon as that happens, I recognize it. As soon as I catch myself, I'm like, oh, got it. Okay, right now I'm not doing thinking. Return to release. Return to release. 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 That's my meditation practice. It's not too dissimilar of transcendental meditation for those who've done TM. It's not too different than most meditations that have a mantra. And the idea of the mantra or the repetitive statements or sounds is that it helps you focus on something that's not your thoughts. All I wanted to do was make sure I added physical work to it and a specific goal, which was releasing the thought, releasing the tension, and that is so critical to decreasing stress. You already all know all the science behind meditation by now. If you don't, where have you been the last decade? Meditation not only decreases daily stress, it increases life satisfaction over a period of time, improves the quality of your relationships, helps decrease the amount of heart attacks. Like, it's a real biological and medical tool to improve your health. And I think it's important that we all realize, okay, let me get on that. So if you've never done it before, please give it a try. Set it as a goal. Put it as a reminder in your app to do over and over and over again. It will help. Meds, meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. Let's talk about exercise. Everyone always says, you know, what should my morning routine be, or what should my exercise be, or whatever.
All I'm here to say is, at this stage of your life, if you have never chosen a 12-month period to get in the best health of your life, that's the decision today. And that decision today will involve physical movement. It will involve exercise. And you've got to find what's the appropriate strategy for you at this stage, at this time, at this state of health that you have, and you got to practice it, right? Everyone's got a different one at different stages of their life. I'm in my mid-40s now, so for me, it's important. I've got to do a lot of HIIT training, and I lift heavier weights. I'm trying to do that because setting strong structure for the future, activating hormones like testosterone for recovery, and trying to get in that place where I feel strong, and I spend a lot of time doing that. I like do 2 HIIT trainings a week, and I do 2 longer cardio trainings per week. That's my 2x4, I call it, right? 2 HIIT trainings, 2 cardio trainings, that's 4 times a week. And that's perfect for me based on what I'm trying to do and how I want to feel in my life. You might be a marathon runner. You might be somebody who loves CrossFit. You might be somebody who just likes to take a long walk each day. I don't care what yours is, but you need to know what it is and you need to be consistent at it. And I really believe that doing that now also ensures if you do on January 1 set that big idea, I'm going to get healthier, guess what? It's so much easier to glide back into than begin fresh, right? I want you to glide right back into it if you're going to prioritize it even more at the new year versus hope. So what's the exercise routine for the next 90 days for yourself? Figure that out and try to create something that's sustainable for you. Don't be like, I need to exercise every day for 90 days. I'm like, that may or may not work. Sometimes you got a brand new baby, you're doing a launch, something goes crazy on the house. I do believe everybody who's capable of walking can take a 30-minute walk every day. And I hope that you do that. If anything, get outside for 30 minutes a day, take a stroll. I promise you'll feel better.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Okay, the D, what does the D stand for? Meditation, exercise, diet. Diet. Now, this is gonna be my encouragement for many of you. I'm not going to propose, don't worry, I'm not here to propose a certain type of diet for you. I'm here to propose that you figure it out with a professional, that you go for the first time in your life, if you've never done it before, give yourself the gift of spending $100 or $200 and going to see a nutritionist so that you can figure out for your body type, for your age, for what's going on in your body with your hormones and your blood work, what should you be doing in your diet? People will spend hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars on goofy things throughout the year, but they won't spend a couple $100 to figure out what their body is allergic to, what they're low in terms of their body. Are they low in B vitamins? Are they low in D? Are they low in iron? Because these things have significant effect on your mindset. You know, if you're low in any given, you know, mineral, any given hormone, any given blood work, if you will, then what's going to happen is that affects your productivity. That affects how you feel. And so many people, they're exhausted because they're not doing the things that would activate the more positive molecules in their brain. They're not, you know, doing the things that would affect their estrogen or the testosterone in such a way that would enable them to heal, recovery, feel energy. And they're eating so many things that are poisoning their body on a consistent basis. They can't understand why they don't feel well. They're drinking so much alcohol or so much caffeine that they're poisoning their gut. And now their gut is, you know, constantly in trouble. So now they're constantly fatigued and they can't figure it out. They do everything else, right? You know, they meditate, they walk, they journal, they eat well, but they're doing things that are compromising their stomach. And as you always know, whatever you put in your stomach also goes to your brain, right? It's not brain body. It's the whole thing is connected, baby. It's so critical. Meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. Number one question I get all the time from high performers. Many of you guys know I'm blessed to work with Olympians. I'm blessed to work with, you know, Fortune 50 CEOs, some of the most powerful influencers in the world. They're all my high performance coaching clients. And sleep comes up for all of them, 100% of them. Because there's certain times when you're running at an intensity where your sleep gets compromised or you allow it to be compromised. So a couple ideas here. My usual suggestions are most people, they just got to get a rhythm for when they go to bed, when they get up. That's 60% of the battle. When are you going to go to bed? When are you going to get up? Create a rhythm for that. Stick to it. That's 60% of the battle, really. The wind down is another 20% of the battle. The wind down, what you do in the 3 hours before bed. So if you've studied my work before, 3-2-1 sleep, which became famous on the internet last year, 3-2-1 sleep, which is 3 hours before bed, no food. 2 hours before bed, no work. 1 hour before bed, no screens. That's it. 3-2-1 sleep. 3 hours before, no food. 2 hours before, no work. 1 hour before, no screens. If you'll try that for 10 days, you'll be like, oh my God, Brent, I've come back to life. Because sleep is the foundation of exercise, of good choices, of productivity, of happiness. And those things are so easy. Get your routine down. Do 3-2-1 every night. Then simple suggestions for most people, and this is from worldwide studies, it's so simple. Make sure your room is completely dark. Drop the temperature down to around 68 degrees, or for some of you, even lower. And I know that might be like cold. I'm like, put on a blanket, whoever cares. But if it's crisper out, you sleep better. And I think that's important too. I'll leave it at that. I'm asking you to do that this month so that you go into November and December, the holidays, the transition of the year, strong and capable of maintaining that discipline throughout the first part of next year. Get in the rhythm right now. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community
Ancestry.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.